bring in Noah Naylor of the Canadian Junior National Team. Noah, thanks a lot. Thanks so much for joining us today. Congratulations. I was saying that's got to be a pretty good weekend for a kid. That's got to be a pretty good weekend, was it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Loved every moment.
What was the biggest moment for you?
I think that the biggest moment for me was, you know, like after advancing, you know, just being around all of the major league players on the field. I mean, like, not everybody gets to do that, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, meeting a whole bunch of players. Like, I was fortunate enough to talk to Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton, Miguel Sano, you know, just being around that environment and that kind of culture, you know, it's definitely like, you know, one of a kind opportunity.
All right. Now, you hit 15 home runs in the semifinal at Marlins Park, which, you know, quite an accomplishment. The final, though, Monday, a little different.
Yeah.
What the hell happened there, man? I mean, I'm not criticizing you. You hit two home runs in a major league park, which is great. But what was that like? Just that whole experience. Was there a little more pressure Monday, did you think?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I definitely had a little bit of jitters going on. You know, it's different from, you know, just a couple people watching you in a ballpark to like thousands of fans surrounding you watching you swing. I mean, you know, I'm happy with my performance. You know, I had a lot of fun doing that. And, you know, like just being able to swing in front of all of them and, you know, have fun while doing it, you know. You know, I'm very fortunate for that. And, you know, I'm very blessed to have that opportunity.
Yeah, you said you had conversations with Judge and Stanton. Any advice they gave you? That'd be my first question. And the second question is, are they intimidating? Because, you know, you pick the biggest two guys to have conversations with in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they just kind of like, you know, wanted me to make sure that, you know, I had fun. You know,
yeah.
That's the most important part of all of it. And, you know, just to go out there and, you know, do what you do, you know, you didn't get here being someone else, someone you're not, right? So, like, you're telling me to, like, trust myself and, you know, do the things that like got me to that point. But for the most part, you know, talking to them was definitely, you know, great for me. But those two, I mean, they're just two amazing guys off the field. They just got two great personalities and, you know, definitely two people I could look up to.
Now, you, being a catcher, I understand you also had a chance to talk to Sal Perez. I mean, we talk about Sal Perez in this show, and John Gibbons, who was a coach in Kansas City, absolutely talks about him as being like just one of his favorite players that he was ever around. Were you able to talk much about catching with Sal?
Not really. I mean, it was kind of like having just a little conversation, like talking about like the moment, everything that's going on there. But you know, overall, like talking to him just a little bit, you know, I could tell you he's an amazing guy. He's definitely funny and you know, a fun person to have a conversation with. And, you know, I loved every moment that I was there, especially talking to him.
Now, tell us a little bit about you and your relationship between you and Josh, because Josh is older than you. He is a Padres prospect. As I said, he played in the World Game. How would you compare you two as hitters?
I'd say Josh is he's definitely an amazing hitter. He's a power hitter, you know, first baseman with a lot of pop in his bat.
And he's 3 years older, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I'd say for me, I'm more of a, you know, line drive, gap-to-gap hitter with a little bit of pop. You know, definitely two different types of hitters. But, you know, we kind of push each other to be the best that we can possibly be. And, you know, like our relationship is very strong with each other, always motivating each other. And, you know, I think some similarities that we have are, you know, just our competitive nature in the game and, you know, just our personalities off the field as well. You know, I think that we both carry, you know, two great personalities, especially him. You know, he's a very nice guy once you get to know him, aside from just looking at him, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Noah, what's the one thing you learned about yourself the last couple of days as a player?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'd already had kind of ideas that I learned that I'd already known about myself. But, you know, one thing I took from that experience was just to be, you know, an even better person to, you know, everyone that I'm able to come and encounter with. And, you know, just leaving a good feeling in other people's minds, like just letting them know that, like, you know, like, I mean, maybe on the field, you know, I can seem a little bit intimidating, you know, having a straight face and stuff. But off the field, you know, he's just a great guy. Definitely someone that you can look to have a conversation with.
Now, the next, I believe the next thing on your schedule is the perfect game, the All-American Classic at Petco Park. I think it's in August, and I know that's Josh competed in that game as well. And by the way, we should mention that your brother Josh was just promoted Tuesday afternoon from high A to double A. So congratulations to Josh on that. How do you keep this all in perspective? You know, because now you're getting to the point. Look, people are already saying you're going to be the highest rated Canadian in the 2018 draft. How do you keep that all in perspective as a 17-year-old kid who, you know, you still got some growing to do. You still got a lot of fun to have in your life, I hope. How do you keep it all in perspective?
Sure. You know, especially having a brother like Josh, you know, he'd been through that whole situation. You know, he does what he does every day. And he also helps to teach me, you know, about how to act, how to be yourself. You know, he makes sure that, you know, I work hard every day, keep a positive mind, and for most of all, other than to just have fun with the game, to trust your ability. I mean, that's one of the most important parts in the game, just trusting yourself and not trying to be like other people, and, you know, just to play your heart out every day, being yourself and knowing what got you there.